Blog Talk Radio. Young lady that was here this evening, tried to help get us settled and get us ready, make sure everything was well. I want to give a shout out to my Blog Talk helper, Kathy, who was trying to help test out our sound system here because we had to try and do things in a very different way tonight. And definitely want to give her a shout out for being so awesome and so helpful. and hope she's having a good evening. I promised her I would try and send her some sunshine. So hopefully I'll be able to do that. I'm going to try and bottle it up and see if I can sneak it out the country. So don't tell customs. Praise God. We also want to give a grand hello to the manager of the Blue Orchid Beach Hotel. We were going to get an opportunity to speak today, but we had some delays with luggage trying to get in this afternoon. And so we're a little behind schedule trying to get here. So I do want to give Ms. Margaret Carrington a hello, a howdy-do. And we will be hearing from her over the next couple of days and definitely next week. And also to Ms. Sharon Burke, Joseph Burke, I believe it is, and she is the reservation manager. I was able to connect with Ms. Sharon last year when I came here to write, and we have some more information and updates about that, but definitely looking forward to sharing some adventurous things happening here on the wonderful island of Barbados. Always prepared to share my Lord Jesus. I always say that's the only man I'm willing to share. Amen. Praise God. I'm sure all you women can relate to that. But we are having a good time. It's very hot here. They've had some amazing weather, but it's been quite warm considering it's now October. But the evening cooled off simply lovely and had an awesome time. I have to do a special shout out to my family, to my aunts, my uncles, a very special shout-out to my wonderful cousin Pamela. I think she's going to be upset with me when she hears me saying this on air, but she was so gracious and she was so helpful, and my aunt and my uncle, Uncle Reginald and Aunt Barbara, trying to get us settled in, and all my other family that were trying to wait for my mom and I to get here and to try and get us settled. And I had to try and hurry and get over to the hotel and prep for the show. And it's been fun. But my cousin Pamela, she's so wonderful. She sat with me throughout all the testing. She was not going anywhere until we knew everything was fine. And at this stage, I really hope and pray that things are fine. And I'm hoping you can hear me. If you can hear me, feel free to email me at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. You can connect with us on Facebook, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. You can even tweet us, and that's Pastor Rouse Show, just Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter. And everybody else who knows how to get in touch with me, I want to hear from you. We want to know that you actually were able to hear us this evening, because we have no idea what's going on. So definitely get in touch with us and connect with us and let us know you can hear us. But in the meantime, we normally would do our prayer right now. I want to do one of my songs first, get us in the mode, get us in the mood, and move things along, and then we can continue. Today is not our usual show because things are going to be done very, very differently. We're going to have some Caribbean praise. Amen? Praise God. Let's praise up, and then we'll bring it down to some worship. We're going to have church in Barbados. So we're going to have Caribbean praise. Then we're going to worship, and then we're going to speak to God. Amen. We are Caribbean praise by my friend and the one that I love, and he still has to get in touch with me because we got to get him on air, JD.
When we drop, we see fire.
Amen. This is Caribbean Praise. My. Live and direct from the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Barbados. General of the Caribbean Sea, you'll find rest, you'll find peace in Barbados. Come back to the island, as the song says, praise God. And, you know, it is a beautiful place, and you can feel the spirit. You can just feel the peace. And I truly wish and pray that while I'm here, that people here would know what they have. It's funny. I remember coming here when I was younger and just being in total awe with this lovely island. And my grandmother thought it was kind of funny that I would want to go to the beach or that I would want to take a tour or see some of the sights and the beauty that is Barbados. She just couldn't fathom or really relate to what she had because she lived it every day. And to her, it was just life. And maybe that's the problem. We take life so simple and we just don't even really appreciate what we have. And so being here definitely reminds me that nothing comes easy, amen? And that what we have is a gift and should never be taken lightly or taken for granted. We're going to hear with Come With Me by Norma Aileen, and then I will give you some updates after we pray. come with me. I will give you rest. Praise God. And I hope to actually get some while I'm here on this beautiful island of Barbados. Praise God. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for traveling mercies, Father God, and for getting us here safely, Father God. We thank you for guiding the plane despite turbulence or whatever the case may be, Father God. You brought us here safely. And I would pray that while I'm here, I can be a blessing as well as blessed, Father God. Lord, I just ask right now those that are listening and those that will be listening, Father, that you bless them too, Father God. And as I said before, that we take nothing for granted. Life is but a fleeting moment, praise God. And so, Father, we just ask right now that you would allow us to be able to not just look at the life as something that just happens, but really accept it for what it really is. And be able to live each moment with peace and with love and with joy. And Father God, we speak that all negativity would not be a part of anything in our lives, and that we would be able to withstand the enemy and anything negative. And Father, we speak positivity into everybody's life. We speak positivity into this beautiful island, Father God, into the amazing people here. Father God, we say stir up the gifts in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would continue to make a way out of no way, Father God. We speak of those in this wonderful island that they would be able to prosper, Father God. We say that because there is good everywhere, Father God, that we would seek it out and you would draw it out and allow the lights to shine, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak love. We speak prosperity. We speak health. We speak financial gain. We speak opportunity, Father God, and recognition. But more importantly, we claim salvation into each and every single one of their lives, Father God, and that they would know not only love, but the Jesus love. And the love of Jesus itself would not only be within them and for them, but to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, for the listeners around the world, we continue to lift them up, that whatever it is they're seeking, that they would find and you would guide them and direct their path, because that's what you said, that they would be led. And Father God, you said, come and follow me. And that they, if they followed you, Father God, that their obedience would be blessed, Father God, and you would allow all good things to come into their lives. We speak it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak on governments, Father, as we hear turmoil around the world, Father God. So Father, we can't remove you. Some places have removed from the schools. Some are slowly removing you from national anthems and from their democracy and their independent statements, Father God. But we know that you are the ruler of all things. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you would try and make the crooked straight, and that you would continue to let everyone know you are God and God all by yourself, and that there is no one like you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now that you would remove me and take over this show. Go forth right now and allow the world to know that you have been with them and you have been with me, and that we can all know that there is hope, that there is power, there is love, there is joy, there is peace in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now, take over. We hand it to you. Show up, show out, and show real. We ask right now that you would touch lives, heal lives, heal hurt, heal pain. And Father God, we speak to those who are going through sadness, Father, that you would show them unspeakable joy. You said that's what you would give us, and therefore we claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. And allow us to go forth and be a blessing. We thank you and praise you because you are truly worthy. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Wow. Okay. We are going to hear some more music. I'm really into music tonight. We have some more information that we have not shared with you. So we're going to get a message tonight. Praise the Lord. And this is First Lady Chrisette Ellis from, I believe she's in the Michigan area. That's correct. And she was the guest speaker at the Glass Awards and Breakfast Gala. We will be hearing that word from her later on. But right now, we're going to go and get some more music in there. I want to play this song. I heard the scripture the other day, Beauty for Ashes, and it just came to me again, you know, if God could give you something good and you have something bad, and he says, give me the bad stuff, and I take the good stuff and I will give it to you in exchange for the bad stuff. How many would actually give it up? Well, this is the story, people. This is what he's already told us, and this is what he's already doing. And we fail to not really accept the exchange because he said, I only want to give you goodness. I only want to give you positive. I only want to give you hope. I can tell you right now, if I could just box every single negative thing and everything that's not of God in a box and just say, here you go, take it, and I'll take all the good stuff you have, you wouldn't have to ask me twice. Amen. So this is what it is. If you are prepared, God will give you beauty for your ashes. Amen. Let's hear about Beauty for Ashes by Jermaine Cowan Band. And I just want to give a holler and a shout out to Brother Jermaine. We haven't talked to him in a while. We have to see what he's up to these days. Here we are, Beauty for Ashes.
You have granted me beauty for ashes. You said only one thing I should do. Praise, you know. Lord, here I am, the vessel. Lord, I thank you because I'm still a servant. So I just want to thank you for everything you have done in my life. Right away.
When the beauty breaks and smile of pain, know it's by your grace. When the love comes down on me and rain, know it's for my faith. Shine from deep within, gave a life to me. Beautiful ashes in a shower of rain. Hope for tomorrow, it's a bright and clear new day. Took away my sorrow with a smile on my face.
remember, Jesus said, the door is always open. No. He said, come as you are. He will give you rest. In him there's so much mercy. So if you're down on your knees, my brother, get up. You can get up again. You can rise again, trust me, and walk into your destiny.
Yes, I say, for the month of October, since it's the beginning of October, why don't we call this Exchange Month? We are going to exchange every negative thing for something positive. When somebody tells you something negative, you need to reverse it and turn it into something positive. Amen? When you are dealing with something negative, you need to take a positive look at things. When you think things are bad and things are really rough, well, you need to turn it around and you need to remember that there's still good things happening all the same. Amen? If you get that, then we should try and do that. Amen? Praise God. I refuse to accept negative things, negative people, negative energy, and anything that's negative because it is truly not of God. And so we need to make sure we stay positive in the Lord. Amen? Praise God. All right. We do have some community happenings, and we have some birthdays. Actually, if I'm correct, forgive me if I'm wrong, today I know for a fact is Juanita's birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Juanita. Praise God. And it looks as though it's Sister Cheryl's birthday in Chatham area, or I believe she's in London right now. I'm not sure where she is. But she's part of the Chatham church family, and so I want to say happy birthday to her as well. And I believe my friend Mary is having her birthday. We did mention her last week because I was trying to get to her party. But I believe she's on vacation right now. She's away and on vacation and enjoying herself, no doubt, her and her hubby. So I hope that they're having a wonderful time and a happy birthday. And if you had a birthday between last week and this week, well, we most certainly have to wish you happy birthday. And not just wish you, but we want to make sure you know how happy we are. I think this calls for some funky, mega, soca mix birthday. So this is Happy Birthday by Tamaya.
Everybody pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some love. Pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some love. Yeah, happy party day. Yeah, who day? Yeah, who day? Happy, 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 happy time. Happy party must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This kind party no need to pretend. See, ade, happy party birthday. Some my brother top some chicken, talkies, pepper soup. You go drink better, you go kaput. Everybody sings, you got them, they know it. When you see them, they throw it away. You go sing, you go run, you go run. You go the one where they come from. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's a happy birthday. Somebody birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping. Everybody there. Yeah. It's a happy birthday. Everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hot thing. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say, they go tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 pure. Everybody make you hip, hop, pure. Bye, my body, bye, my body. You make a double today. Happy party, party day. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy birthday, happy birthday. It's a happy birthday. Everybody, come
for them children. Everybody just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday. Suddenly, all the ladies are calling me. See, if you like when you enter the place, everybody don't begin to do the class. See, because you hear bumper to bumper, some people say that to fender to bumper.
You just see them dying for this Papino day.
Everybody just begin to the jolly, just because they don't hear you, the money. If you like, say you want to go this
instead.
Can it be deal? For this party, yes, man, it'll be deal. For this party, no big deal. I love all of us, happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Amen. Happy birthday. And if you are celebrating an anniversary or you've had some sort of a promotion or anything to that nature, we just want to say congratulations. And, you know, nothing you do that seems small is small to God. Amen. We are much smaller than God, so he's just proud of everything and anything that we do that's in a positive light. And so, therefore, we want to say happy birthday, congratulations, happy anniversary, and all of that good stuff. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to play a segment of something we've already played in the past. And the reason I'm doing it is I am going to play part of the presentation that I did at the Malvern Pioneer Lime Presentation Banquet on August 25th, 2013, because it's a segue into some updates that I need to share with you. So I'm going to play that and tune in and listen, and then we will take it from there. I will be right back.
Memorabilia of the storm.
Nigel, Anthony.
Gentlemen, just want to say once again, thank you, and we're looking forward to visit again sometime in the near future. Madam MC. Change of plan.
I now call on Pastor Gerald to make her presentation.
Good evening, everybody. 2 years ago, I got a call from my uncle in Barbados and said he was coming to Toronto. I had not been to a cricket match since I was in my 20s, so it was probably about 5 years ago. So I was all excited, more so to see my uncle. I had never heard of this team called Malvern. As far as I knew, Malvern was a place in Toronto. And so my mom and I and my stepson, we got together and we hauled some chairs and we came down and we met a group of people. And they were friendly, they were inviting, they were sociable, they were funny, and very welcoming. And so it's a pleasure to know that most of them did not know who I was. They just kind of looked at me and didn't know who this girl was. 2 years later, the team has come back, and it's a pleasure to be able to actually add another team to their roster. Lion may say that they're going to be your favorite team, but in my heart, they're both equal in my heart. And so, I have to do that, because my uncle's not in the room, so we won't put it out there like that. But as far as I'm concerned, I think it's wonderful that I now have fallen in love with the sport of cricket. I have been asked to manage teams outside of this city. I am now in the process of arranging one and two different teams who want to go on tour to Barbados. Amen? Last year, Ralph Ministries celebrated its 11th anniversary. And in the 11th anniversary, we commenced our broadcasting and communications division. And one of the things that I was really proud to be able to say, as an international minister who has lots of people around the world, different cultures, different nationalities, and even different languages, were following the fact that I had made not only August the entire month of Caribbean month, and we've been sharing a lot about the Caribbean to try and educate everybody about the wonderful places that I have legged out of. But the one thing that has been brought to their attention now is the wonderful sport that you know love is cricket. We have gotten lots of response. We've got media following our media. I can proudly say that I'm also being used not just to broadcast the cricket. I have been putting Lime, Pioneer, Malvern, as well as the Mississauga Ramblers out there that people are starting to pay attention to the teams abroad and the teams here. So I did not leave out Malvern. Amen. So the key thing is now we have several West Indian and Caribbean media who are allowing me to report on behalf of all of these tournaments, including Barbados Nation News. I think we should do a round of applause to all of you. That being said, I've already done a presentation because I was very honored to have the opportunity of being a partial host and sponsor and set up quite an itinerary for the Lime Masters and the Lime Juniors. I think they deserve a round of applause because they represented Barbados. And I had the pleasure of presenting them with a wonderful plaque. And we had our own banquet because you guys were busy hosting other people. All right. That being said, Mr. Griffith? I did not formally get the opportunity. When they first arrived, I was broadcasting nothing but Pioneer Cricket, and it was a wonderful opportunity. Where's Winston Hayes? Winston, I know you're here. Can you stand up, Winston? Winston has been my correspondent from Barbados, basically, and assisting. Please give him a round of applause. Thank you so much, Winston. I also had the opportunity of working on some of my reports with Pearson Moore. And you know him already as a sports chairman. I could not be more flattered when the minister is reporting all sorts of fun things that Christians do, because I like to let them know that church isn't the only thing we do and conference is the only thing, and I want the rest of the world to know that we have fun and we do things that aren't just always church. And so it's an honor when someone like Pearson comes and introduces himself to me and says he knows about me and has heard about me, and I had no clue who he was. But it's been an honor and a pleasure. But at this time, I got to meet him 2 years ago, and I fell in love with everybody who was Pioneer. I wear my shirt well until recently, but we won't deal with that right now. So I want to present you, and you notice the color. I know you guys are doing blue, so we purposely picked out a blue plaque for you guys. And it says, welcome and congratulations, Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club, on your Canadian 2013 tour, presented by Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. There you go. Now, that being said, I have one more presentation. I know you guys have been very busy with the Pioneers, but prior to their arrival, and I think a lot of people don't realize, even though you guys were doing what you were doing, and I know you had your plate full, because I know Pioneer require a lot of attention. We were blessed with the fact that we reached out to the Beijing community. I want to cry right now, because it's such a blessing to know that when you have people coming from around the world and they don't know too many people, that you can contact all your Beijing organizations and say, listen guys, we need help. And I got so many offers to assist. We needed to try and figure out how we were going to get them from the airport. The Barbados Tourism of Toronto stepped in. But at this time, I at least want to thank Nigel for being back up for us. Where's Murphy? Gary.
You continue to do what you're doing. And now I'm going to ask
But the very first thing that I learned to make this presentation and the vote of science.
Amen. Okay, so you're all wondering, why did she make us listen to that again? Well, it's full circle. Barbados came to Toronto, and they wanted to play cricket. So we graciously welcomed, the Malvern team welcomed, the Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club and some members of the Maxwell Cricket Club. And that was just over 2 years ago. And then I got caught up in it. And then we had some teams that wanted to come back, and that was the Lime Masters and the Lime Junior from Barbados wanted to come back to Toronto. In the process of trying to establish the tour with Lime to come to Toronto for their Canadian tour, I was able to connect up with some other teams. Now, the Mississauga Ramblers, they decided, well, we would like to go to Barbados too. Sadly, they would have been here. They would have been coming this weekend and coming for a week because their intention was to come for a tour. They wanted to come last year, and ironically enough, last year I had made contact with this wonderful hotel that I'm staying at, the Blue Orchid Beach Hotel, to connect the Mississauga Ramblers and the hotel. I was so happy when I came. It was simply breathtaking. The rooms are wonderful, they're beautiful, they're clean, the staff are more than accommodating, and everybody is very pleasant, and I love this place. I think it's a wonderful place. The hotel is nice, the location is nice, and I loved it because I was able to independently get around, and that's a lot to say for somebody like me in an island I don't know. But we were not able to pull this tour together last year, so we weren't able to do it. But just as you know, just August, Lime Masters and the Lime Junior team came to Toronto and connected with the Mississauga Ramblers, and what I believe to be a forged relationship for a lifetime. I want to give them a shout out, Mississauga Ramblers. And so this time next year, it would be my hope that Mississauga Ramblers would get to come to this wonderful island of Barbados. Now, this is still full circle because it's not only come all the way around, but now I, Pastor Jay Rouse, also author Jay Wright Rouse, is in the mix. It started with the love of cricket. I'm now really into cricket. And what's happening is now I'm just into supporting all these wonderful people who want to connect around the world. And I already connect with people around the world through ministry. Part of the expansion for Rouse Ministries a year and a half ago was Rouse Ministries Publishing. I wrote I've lost count how many books I've written. We've released about 5 or 6 of them, plus 2 devotions are releasing soon. We also have the opportunity of releasing some ebook material that's going to be coming out very soon. And I also was able to do some writing here at this wonderful Blue Orchid Beach Hotel. I had contacted them and said, look, I need a nice quiet place. I'm an author. They assured me where they put me, I would be able to have some peace and quiet and be able to write. And I finished an entire children's book right here. And also had the opportunity of starting another novel and the foundation of this novel. And it's once in full circle because The novel will be releasing in ebook form very soon and in full paperback shortly after it's released in ebook. And that is the one, Are You There, God, Remember Me? And so it's a pleasure and a blessing to be able to know that I accomplished all of these things here in this wonderful hotel and also in this beautiful island. And now it's come full circle because here we are once again back at the Blue Orchid Beach Hotel. We will be taping this show and next week's show live and direct here. We have so much catching up to do and so many wonderful things to bring you. Now, you heard the song Come With Me, and that was by Norma Aline. We promote various musicians, gospel musicians, positive musicians who have a good positive word to send to everybody from around the world. We don't just get people from Canada. We don't just get people from the United States. We have people from England. We have people from South Africa. We have people all around the world, and we will continue to do so. Norma Aline is from one particular place that would be of interest right now, and that's here in Barbados. And we are going to get the opportunity. We will be meeting with her in person. We've been sharing her music for several months now, and we'll have the opportunity to meet with her in person and find out more about Norma Aline. Then, continuing with the cycle. See, you people thought I just didn't have a method to my madness, but everything is full cycle, and God has connected all the dots. Amen? As he always does. No matter how the picture may not look finished to you, the Lord always knows how to connect the dots. Hallelujah. I like that one. I'm going to have to keep that. I think I'll write that one and definitely use it again. Praise God. So, we're going to be connecting with Norma Aline while we're here in this wonderful island. Last month, we also connected up with the Toronto International Film Festival, also known as TIFF. And about a year ago, I connected up with this wonderful, wonderful lady by the name of Frances Ann Solomon. And she founded this amazing film festival, and it was the Caribbean Film Festival. If you recall and you listened to last all of August, it was Caribbean month because we were leading up to not just the cricket and the film festival, but September was the entire film festival month. So that being said, we were able this year to be able to cover the Caribbean Tales Film Festival. I want to give them a shout out. We met so many wonderful people, and yes, a lot of the people we met, too, are right here in Barbados. There was Brother Selwyn with his Payday movie. I can't do too much of a shout-out. It is a funny movie, but we will definitely be speaking to Brother Selwyn. We also connected with Sister Marcia Weeks. And she had that amazing movie that I love so much, Chrissy. And I really, once again, promote that big time. And hopefully, while we're here, we'll be able to connect with her again. I know she's all over the place doing wonderful things with the movie. Also, we had the opportunity of speaking with a young lady that we did not get to do an interview with publicly with you. We spoke privately, and her name is Satya Kalamore. And we will be connecting with Miss Satya, too, because she has another movie that was in the Caribbean Film Festival, or the Caribbean Tales Film Festival, forgive me. And that was an amazing movie, Diaries of an Immigrant. A very powerful movie, and I can't wait to speak with her. So we will be connecting with her. Now, moving right along, we also have made some connections. There's a show that is taking place here in Barbados, And it is called Keeping Up with the Joneses. Now, everybody in North America knows what it means to be trying to keep up with the Joneses. And I tell you, I decided I was going to follow Jesus because I know I can't keep up with the Joneses. Praise God. We will also be connecting with the producers of that amazing show while we are here in Barbados. Now, while we're here, you know I've got to try and get some kind of cricket in. So I'm on the hunt. Either Lyme, Maxwell, or Pioneer. Somebody needs to get in touch with Pastor Jay Rouse because I need to get my fix on cricket. Praise God. And we're going to try and see if we can connect up with some of the guys from the Lyme Masters team. And definitely going to see if we can connect up with good old Winston Hayes because he was my correspondent for the Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club. And we will definitely try and see if we can connect up with some of the people that helped us out with our shows and keeping up with the cricket for Lyme while we are here. So I want to give them a shout out. I'm not done because this is all very much connected. You will see all the dots connecting. So we are going to be connecting with some of these people that we are indirectly and directly involved with already. Now, speaking of film, during that process, we actually got to connect up with another group here in Barbados because, of course, we're following everybody around the world with all the film festivals and videos and everything else that's taking place, and we definitely wanted to connect with everybody. So what we've managed to do is we have made connection with the Barbados Film and Video Association. We will be hearing from several people connected to that organization, as well as the person who deals with the group here on the Facebook page. And we're going to be meeting with her, speaking with her, and connecting with her. And that's Ms. Lynette. Okay. Now, she is connected to a lot of these other people who I've already just mentioned. So there's a lot of stuff happening. And if you remember that the people in Barbados, they had quite a few submissions into the Caribbean Tell Film Festival that they even had their own night, and they called it the Bajan Invasion. And I went ahead, and that's how I was able to meet a lot of these people because I decided, well, I'm going to cover that particular night as well. So we will be connecting up with Ms. Lynette Eastman. Definitely, we want to go ahead and do that. And we have some other people in that group that we are definitely going to be connecting up. There's Mr. Paul Clark, with a view to development of a vision of Barbados, and not just Barbados, but into the connection of the international world. Are we still connecting the dots here? Yes, we are. So we will be also connecting up with him and somebody else who's very much Bajan but international oriented. And I found him very intriguing because these people all have such a huge vision. And much like the Lord has given me on the show, there's not just the vision to just do where you are, but to connect it all together internationally. And that is my friend Andrew Jemmett. We will be speaking with him, too, for vision, follow-up, and everything else that's exciting that's going on there. I got to make sure I didn't leave anybody out. I tell you, there's a lot of people connected in this entire wheel. And when you think about it, I am the glue that actually connects everybody. And it's kind of fun, but I'm so excited. We are also going to possibly get to do some touring and some information. I also have to give a shout out to Brother Andre Aline. I don't believe he's related to Norma Aline, but we will find that out because hopefully we'll be able to speak to both of them and find out. But Andre Aline is also very much involved in growth and expansion here in Barbados. And I'm thinking he may be able to be talked into taking me on some tour. But I will definitely be heading out to a place called Oystens here in Barbados. And I will be doing some audio and live and pictures and sharing with the rest of the world what takes place at this little place called Oystens. And I tell you, it's important because if you want your fish and you want it fresh, I can assure you this is the place to come and get it. Amen. Praise God. So, we're still connecting dots. Now, remember the expansion of Rouse Ministries in its 10th anniversary, we got into publishing. Well, of course, and J. Wright Rouse, myself, is an author. So, we had a vision because we also realized that there's a lot of opportunity missed by so many people in other places who may not have some of the opportunities that some of us in North America and in the UK have or get recognized. And one of the visions that the Lord had planted on my heart for Rouse Ministries Publishing was the expansion to the Caribbean. And we want to not only bring some of our work there to the Caribbean, but we also want to take some work from the Caribbean and share it with the rest of the world. And I can truly say, I am here and the expansion has begun. Praise God. J. Wright Rouse Books, they're en route. They should be arriving hopefully Thursday or Friday. I don't want to put any postal service on notice, but we are expecting them. I will also be doing a book signing. It's already been firmed up that Saturday, October the 12th at 10 a.m., I will be at Day's Bookstore. I want to give them a shout out as well, doing a book signing there. And we will be announcing also some of the connection that we're going to be having with BookSource. So don't miss out. We will definitely be speaking about that over the next couple days, and you will be notified. That also leads me to Friday, the 11th of October. Yours truly will be appearing on the Mid-Morning Mix TV show here in Barbados. And I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also going to be connecting not only with some of these people who are doing the industry and, much like me, have a vision for so many things to be accomplished with all these gifted and talented people here and sharing it with the world. So we'll not only get to interview some of those people, but one of the things that I will look forward to is we will also be interviewing the host of the Mid-Morning Mix TV show, and looking forward to meeting Ms. Hines and sharing her with the rest of the world as I am being shared with Barbados while I'm here. Also want to give a shout out to I call them my siblings in Christ, praise God, over at Sita Radio. And I think it's going to be a joy and a pleasure. Likewise, we'll be connecting with them shortly. I will update you accordingly. Lots taking place here at this beautiful island. And we'll also be doing some live audio interviews right here at the Blue Orchids Beach Hotel. And I look forward to everyone sharing it. And you know what's funny? A lot of people here in Barbados probably haven't even come and checked out the hotel. So it'll give them a chance to come and see this wonderful place that I've fallen in love with. So we're going to move things along. That's a lot of updating, and it's a mouthful. And if you got tired of hearing it, I got tired of saying it, I can assure you I am getting tired doing it. But God always fuels me. And so we definitely have to give him grace, and we have to give him glory. And I have been talking about stirring up gifts because I feel that there's so much talent, there's so much out there, and we are not being used the way we should. And so I definitely want to make sure that I stay in the prayer chain to make sure that we can get all the talent, the recognition that it truly, truly deserves, and allow those who should be moving ahead and moving forward to accomplish whatever it is they do, and would also hope that it was all in God's glory, because that's who He is, and He is awesome. And we definitely want to make sure that when we do stuff, that we know that God gets the credit. Amen. Praise God. There's a song that I'm looking for here, because it's a perfect song, and I want to make sure I can share it with you guys again. Here it is. Marvin Thompson, my buddy over in Michigan, Detroit, featuring Darnell Kendricks and Gifted, because you know what? There are gifted people all around the world, and we're going to make sure we try and let everybody's light shine. Praise God.
My way.
Amen. Nobody can do what you do. You know what? There's that saying, what's yours is yours. And that's it. What's mine is mine. But we won't go there. But at the same point, God has gifted us all for a purpose and for a reason. And we need to keep that in mind. Because when God asks you to do something, you need to just do it. And here's what I find amusing. Forgive me, folks, but I got to put this out there. Why is it we always be praying and wanting something, and we say we've got to do something, we want to do something, we want to make a difference, and then when we get the assignment, we don't want to be doing it and then be complaining that somebody else has got what you're supposed to do? No, 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 no. It doesn't work like that. First of all, if you're praying to serve, then you have to know that when they call you to serve, you're going to get whatever he needs you to do. He's not going to give you somebody else's job to do. God doesn't work like that. He does not work like an agency, okay? It's not some place you apply and fill out an application for a job, okay? It's not a temporary agency or a work agency. It is God. The prayer itself is the application. You don't say, "Dear Lord, please send me this specific job with this specific information with this specific time on this specific date." No, because God doesn't take orders. He's not McDonald's. He's not, well, I'm right here, I'm going to say it. He is not Chefette. He does not take orders. He is the one who puts our lives in orders. He does not take orders. Praise God. And so we have to learn to allow that if we're going to pray for something, for God to use us, then God is going to use us where he needs to use us the most and where he knows that we will be the most effective. People, if you get the job and he gives you an appointment and he gives you an anointing, you need to do it. And if you do it, I can assure you, it will lead to advancement. It will definitely lead to you being promoted. But you cannot get promoted if you get the job and you don't do the job or you pass it off to somebody else. It doesn't work like that, folks. I'm telling you now. Praise the Lord. So, that being said, I want to make sure that we are aware of motivation and purpose. And nobody could put it better than the message that I heard in July at the Glass Awards, at the Women of Excellence Awards ceremony, the morning of the awards. And First Lady Chrisette Ellis, she brought it. And because she brought it, I brought it, because I got it and I taped it and I'm going to share it. So check it out and then we will share. But remember, we have a purpose. If you have a purpose, you want to do things in a more excellent way, because I assure you, that is how my God works. He doesn't do things halfway. If he did, most of us wouldn't even be made properly. Praise God. Here we go, First Lady Chrisette Ellis.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Put your hands together and give God the praise. I am truly excited to be here on today. God has truly been good to me. This is the day that he has made, and we are instructed to rejoice and be glad in it. So let me ask you, is there anybody that's glad to be here on today? Right? Are you glad to be here? The word of God tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I always tell people who are discouraged and they feel like they can't make it and they need some joy, is that if you know the Lord, amen, you can be strengthened. You can be empowered. So we're happy on today, right? We're excited on today. The Bible says that laughter does what? The soul good like a medicine. Right? I have laughed really hard, so I'm glad that she read my entire introduction so I can get myself together. So I got to get his card. I love to laugh. Anybody that know my husband and I, we love to laugh. You know, my husband always says, you know, we live in a stressful world, right? So much is going on. And so because there are so many stresses in the world, it's good to be able to sit back and laugh. So I truly appreciate the comedian that just had us laughing. And so, again, I'm glad to be here. Of course, giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. I love him. I love him because he's so lovely. I love him because he is better to me than I was ever. The Bible tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. And so I want to recognize the founders and visionaries of the Women of Excellence Award, Minister Michael Stuckey and Evangelist Kaisers Walcott. Let's put our hands together for them. The faith-based community, and to honor the women of Canada. We want to salute them for all of their hard work and their efforts. Let's put our hands together. Privilege to have been asked to be the speaker for this inaugural event. I mean, I was really impressed to see that this is the very first one. Wow, look how awesome the room looks. Look at all of the beautiful women at the front table. I want you to know that you hit the ball out of the park. Congratulations on the very first one. You know, on your very first event, you know, you have to work at some things and work some things out and tweak some things. So as I look around this room today, it is successful. So we encourage you on today to continue to bless the work. And again, I want to appreciate all of the committee members and those that have worked so diligently and the volunteers that worked so diligently aside both these visionaries, because one thing I know for sure, being a pastor's wife and sitting on a lot of different events and functions, it is impossible for you to do it by yourself. So if whatever you did to make this event the awesome event that it is, we want to appreciate you as well. So let's put our hands together. Of course, we are here today because of the honorees that are sitting in front of us.
Woo!
Wow. Wow. Women that are also deserving of this award. You know, I just love, and anybody that knows me knows that I love to celebrate people who allow God to use them. I love to celebrate and honor individuals who use the gift and their talent that God has put on the inside of them to be a blessing to other people. So I want you to know that God is looking down on you today, and he is smiling.
Amen.
When we use what he put on the inside of us with impact and to change other people's lives, he smiles at us. And so today, not only are we celebrating you, but I want you to know that your Heavenly Father celebrates you. This year that was chosen is a gracious woman retaineth honor, and that is found in Proverbs 11:16. A gracious woman retaineth honor. So when I thought about that particular scripture, the first question that came to my mind is, what exactly makes a woman gracious? Well, the dictionary defines a gracious woman as one that is pleasantly kind, benevolent, and courteous, characterized by good taste,
merciful and compassionate. Merciful and compassionate. Benevolent. Pleasantly kind. And when I thought about that, I said, these are all the characteristics of the God that we serve. Psalms 102:8 says, the Lord is compassionate and merciful, patient and full of mercy. We as Christians should always strive to exemplify these characteristics through the way that we treat one another and how we serve in our community. You and I have been called to exemplify the love of God through our actions. You know, I love the way God speaks to me, and I began to kind of meditate on the theme for today and the scripture on today and just think about what I would share with you on today. And, you know, God is funny. I mean, he has a sense of humor. I mean, we listened to the comedian on today, and guess what? God put comedy in him. And so God is, when you look at individuals, and we're all different, we come from all different backgrounds, that's what I love about God. You can see one person and they are so different from another person, right? But we all are created by God. We all come from him. And so I was actually taking a shower, and sometimes that's where God speaks to me. I don't know why it has to be in the shower, but that's the place that he speaks to me. And he said to me to share that not just being gracious, but he said that we have been called to be change agents impacting the kingdom. Change agents impacting the kingdom. And I said, wow, what a powerful statement. A change agent to impact the kingdom. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit on today. You see, for many people, the only way that they will come to know Jesus is through the light that shines through you and through me. Did you know that there is a blessing in being gracious and compassionate to others? It's amazing at how many people call themselves Christians and they are not compassionate.
Amen.
And they are not kind.
Well,
right? But there is a blessing in it. The Bible says that inasmuch as you have been a blessing to the least of these,
you have done it as unto the Lord. Amen.
Gracious women and men, because I see we have a lot of men here, don't do things to be seen, but they are seen of the Lord doing things.
Amen.
Look at the blessing the Shunammite woman who was gracious to Elisha. Many of you know the story. She was gracious to him. She said to her husband, let's prepare a little room for Elisha because I perceive that he is a man of God. Not only did she stop there by preparing a room for him, but she put a table in the room, a stool in the room, and a candlestick. She went the extra mile. I want you to just turn to your neighbor and say these words to them. There's a blessing.
There's a blessing
in going the extra mile. Come on, say it to that other neighbor. Celebrate you for doing them. to get or the recognition, the Bible says it's your heavenly Father that will reward you. So we know as the story goes, the one thing she didn't have was a child. And Elijah, because of her benevolence, because of her compassion for him, he asked her, what is it that you want? How many of you in here on today could get excited if the Lord said to you, what is it that you want? Because you have been so faithful over what I have called you to do, I'm going to simply ask you, what is it that you want? When we learn to be selfless and more others-focused, the Bible says it is more of a blessing to give than to receive. Elijah asked her, what is it that you want? And she said, a child. And Elijah told her, in so many days, you are going to have a child. And we know how the story ends. She has a child. And you know, the devil is always busy. But one thing I know about God, what God has for you is for you. It doesn't matter what other people think about it. And sometimes God can give you something and the enemy will come and try to take it away.
Amen.
But if God gives it to you, you don't have to worry about what the enemy does, because he said, if it's yours, it is yours. So you know, the story goes, her son died. But when you have faith and trust in God, she didn't flinch. She didn't have a come up her. She didn't say, the man of God lied to me, gave me a son, and now he's dead. She told her husband, you know what, is it okay that I go find the man of God? Because I need to tell him something. She went on her way. She found Elijah. She told Elijah what had happened, and Elijah came back, laid upon her son, and what happened? He began to live again. Amen? So what God has for you is for you, and no one can take it away. Amen? Amen. So we must think the way Jesus thinks, to be other-focused and not selfish. Amen?
Amen?
You know, there are many people who, again, the only way they will come to know Christ is through the life that we live. You know, I was thinking today as I was sitting here, I was so blessed with Joel OJ, who came here representing the World Vision Organization. And the whole mission of World Vision is to help others that cannot help themselves. You know, sometimes we think in order to help other people, we have to have a whole lot. You know, sometimes I'll hear people say, well, if I had that much money, then I could do something. If I drove that kind of car, if I had that kind of job, I could help somebody. But how many of you know that little becomes much when you put it in the master's hand.
Amen.
Let's take a look at the little boy in the Bible who took his lunch to go hear Jesus.
Yes.
He simply, his mother packed him a lunch and he went to hear the master speak.
Yes.
Little did he know that his lunch, which comprised of two fishes and five loaves of bread, and those weren't loaves as we know them in today's time. They were little patties, if you will. Little did he know that it would feed over 4,000 people. Little becomes much.
Amen.
When we place it in the master's hand, we have to start thinking like Jesus thinks.
Amen.
Jesus looked out at the multitude,
all right,
and the Bible says he had compassion on them.
Amen.
That's a word that we as believers must always take into account, is to have compassion. Because as bad as you think your life is, there's always somebody else whose life is worse off than yours. He looked at the multitude and he had compassion because he knew the people were hungry. But we shouldn't be like the disciples. The disciples said, send them away. Send them away. And you know what? Sometimes we have to be careful that we don't have that same attitude. Send them away. We must think like Jesus when we see others in need. We should have compassion on them and use whatever we have to make a difference in their lives. When I was a child, I remember when I used to go to Sunday school, we used to sing a song that simply said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Do what? Referring to, it was the light of Jesus Christ shining through his people. The light of Jesus Christ shining through his people. You know, it's not a strange thing that we live in a world that oftentimes the media and the different television shows and magazines, they highlight individuals who are not gracious, people who are not merciful, and people who could care less about the plight of other people. There is something very wrong when the ratings on television shows go up based on bad behavior.
Amen. Go on now.
It amazes me that women who sleep around and do all kinds of ungodly things end up with television shows and multi-million dollar contracts. But that is the way of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. The word of God says it is a gracious woman who retains or who keeps her honor by continuously allowing God to use her. It is in John 13:35 that tells us, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have loved one to another. It is the love of Christ operating in our lives that will make the difference in others' lives. As we share the love of Christ in one person's life, it has the ability to exponentially change the lives of millions. How is that possible? Jesus took 12 disciples, and with those 12 disciples, he told them to take the gospel throughout all of the world. That seems impossible. 12 people to take the gospel throughout the whole world? And here we have you and I here today because somebody shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with us. The Bible says one can take 1,000 and two can put 10,000 people's spirits away.
Amen.
Don't you tell me what one person being used by Christ cannot do. This year, Mary Kay is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and their theme for the entire year has been One Woman Can. Now, the thought behind this theme is that God placed a vision inside one woman named Mary Kay, who took the vision, wrote it down, Habakkuk 2 and 2, write the vision, right, and made it plain. And with that humble beginning, this one woman began Mary Kay Cosmetics. And today, over 1 million family was built on. God first, family second, and career third.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know if she thought that she was exploiting Jesus Christ in order to sell her product. Mary Kay's response was, "No, I don't believe that I'm using God, but I believe and hope that He's using me."
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that should be all of our goals. Live our life in such a way that God can use us to affect change in a perverse and dying world. One woman can make a difference, and you and I are the women who can. One man can make a difference, and I want the men to know you are the men that can make that difference. I believe that all of our gifts has an assignment placed on them. And it is our responsibility to take our gift from the potential stage to the active stage. It was Paul who told Timothy to stir up the gift. To stir up the gift. It is time that some things be stirred up that's lying dormant on the inside of you. Some of you here today simply need to begin stirring up the gift. Stop procrastinating. Stop telling yourself you can't do it. And start confessing that I can do all things right that strengthens me. Stop listening to the naysayers and the negative people that say you don't have what it takes, because they are not your creator.
Amen.
They don't know what God has put on the inside of you before the foundation of the world. In 2 Timothy 2 and 10, it says, "But with good works, as is proper for women who affirm that they worship God." Good work. God has called each of us to good work. Why did he say that? In Ephesians 2 and 10, he says, "For we are his workmanship, having been created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God has before prepared that we should walk in it." When I look at these awesome women sitting in front of us, they have been walking in good works. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, God has prepared for you good works. Now start walking in them." Parable, but it says in that parable there was a master, and he gave his three servants some talents. To one he gave five, to another he gave two, and to the last one he gave one. We know that the first two servants, they took what was given to them and they multiplied it, and the Lord blessed them. And we know that the last servant took the one talent that he had and did absolutely nothing with it, right? He took it and hid it. But today, I encourage each of you to use whatever talent God has given to you. I don't care, no matter how insignificant you think it is. Nothing God gives us is ever insignificant. For when it's all said and done, you and I are going to have to give an account of what we did or did not do with what God gave us. To those servants who used what God had given them, he said, "Well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things and share in your master's happiness." Did you know, as I said earlier, when you use your gift and your talent to be change agents, to impact the kingdom of God, it brings him happiness. When we use the abilities that God has given us to help others, the impact of the scripture in Matthew 5:16 says, "We let our light so shine that men will see our good works, and they don't glorify us,
yes,
but they glorify our Father, which is in heaven."
Yes.
operate in the gifting that God has given us, we are able to be a blessing to so many people. As we celebrate these women's excellence on today, we celebrate the God in you. For it is the word of God that tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh from the Father of life. We have been called to be change agents in the earth. We have been called to be Christ's ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Christ. As ambassadors, we are authorized messengers and representatives. This is not a position that we should take lightly. You and I have been called to impact the kingdom. I want you to repeat this after me, and I want you to say this in the first person. I have been called
to impact
the kingdom.
The kingdom.
Is shaped by seven things. It's shaped by business, government, the media, arts, entertainment, family, and education. It is within these seven spheres of influence that a culture is either won or lost. This truly is the battlefield that you and I have to become change agents in. We as the children of God can affect our environment without becoming infected.
Amen.
There's a difference between affect and infect. We are supposed to affect our environment because we're in the world, but we are not to be infected by the world. As I look over the list of women who are receiving the Women of Excellence Award on today, let me again thank you for being change agents, making an impact in the kingdom. There are those that are here at this front table, and they have adopted children. They've removed them from environments that could be hurtful or harmful to them. You may not know the change that is taking place in their life that will bless them for years to come, and even the people that they will come in contact with. And because you adopted them, their lives is changed. And not only their lives, but the lives of their children and their children's children, impacting the kingdom. To the first ladies that are in the room on today, I celebrate you because as a first lady, I know how hard you work and the diligence that you have in your ministry and running programs and using your gifts and your talents to make a difference in the community. You are making an impact in the kingdom. We have been called to be kingdom impactors. Whether you are being recognized on today, and if you're just here to celebrate these individuals, I know that many of you sitting in the audience on today, you have also used your gifts and your talents to be a blessing to so many. And to God be the glory for the things that you have done. But I truly believe that there's much more that can be done. Children are still hungry, and there are still men and women, young boys and girls, that have not yet experienced the love of Christ in their life. You and I have been called to be impactors. I want everybody to stand as I close out, and I want you to read this affirmation. I want you to repeat this affirmation with me. And it simply says, I am a force. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent win. The kingdom of God are to take it by force. I want you to repeat this with me. I am a force to be reckoned with, and I will not be stopped. I'm a force on a mission. determined to reach the top. I'm a force with a vision, a mission and a plan. A force that will not falter. Determined to stand. I'm a force, can't you feel it? Can't you see it in my eyes? I'm a force with huge dreams. Determined to rise. I'm a force moving forward. And nothing will hold me back. Come on, say it like you believe it. And nothing will hold me back. I'm a force with a future. There's no time to look back. I'm a force. And I point to yourself. And I refuse to be denied. I'm a force being led.
I'm a force being led.
By the Almighty God.
To that. Tonight has been a night of full circles. That's what I'm going to call it, because everything is coming full circle. And ironically enough, everything I've been saying for the last couple shows was once again brought in full circle in First Lady Chrisette Ellis's message that she had given back in July at the Glass Awards, Women of Excellence Awards ceremony in the morning breakfast. And I hadn't played it. And it seemed that tonight was the night that it was going to have to be played. And there was a purpose. God slotted that in right on time with the message just to bring it to full circle with everything I've been saying. So remember, we are gifted, we are talented, we are anointed, and we serve a purpose, and we are important. Amen. Before we head out, again, I just want to give another shout out to the wonderful Blue Orchid Beach Hotel for allowing me to spend this time doing the show and to meet with some of the guests that we're going to be interviewing over the next couple weeks. Definitely have to touch base with them, and you definitely have to come and check it out. And you know, if you're in Barbados, I hear you guys do really well with staycations, so you need to check this place out. It's just wonderful. I'm looking forward to having breakfast at the Coral Mist in the morning, and that's their restaurant that's attached, and certainly dining there a few times. Before I head out, I want to give a little shout out to Erskine. Bless his heart. Erskine is the porter that we had connected with, and I use that loosely, at the airport, who was supposed to help us with our luggage, and there was some kind of confusion. But I do big up the porters because they have to hustle, and they really do. And just so Erskine knows, there's no hard feelings. And then, yes, I am praying for you. Praise God. Also, I don't know the young lady's name. She was presented us with some wonderful information and a nice little bag from Little Switzerland. So you might want to check out Little Switzerland, www.littleswitzerland.com. And we're supposed to bring this invitation to any Barbados Little Switzerland store to receive a free gift. I like free, and I love gifts. Praise God. But I'm looking through their brochure, and I think Pastor J. Rouse deserves a little token of appreciation, even if I have to get it for myself. And I'm definitely liking some of the little things that they have in here. So I will definitely have to make sure I get there and check it out and see if I can get my free gift. But I'm also going to make a purchase because they really have some nice things. So you might want to check them out online, too. And no, they're not sponsors of the show, but I gave them a shout out because the young lady was simply lovely, and I appreciated the bag and the information that she gave us, and we're thankful. We're gonna head out. We're gonna play some Norma Aline because you'll hear from her over the next couple of days, and definitely want to say hello to Barbados and good night to you all. And remember, nothing you do for the Lord is insignificant. Amen. As small as it may seem to you, it is huge for Him because He appreciates the fact that not only that you did it, but you were obedient. Praise God. I look forward to seeing you again soon. We're going to take it out with He Cares by Norma Aline. If I missed anybody's shout out, you need to make sure you email me, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. That's PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. And also Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook. Check out all the upcoming events. I will definitely keep you posted, especially if I manage to get to one of these wonderful cricket matches and hook up with some of my old cricket friends. Praise God. And also definitely to give a shout out to some of the people that we're going to have on the show as guests, and to Cedar Radio, my siblings in Christ, and some of the other bookstores that we're connecting with. So remember, Sister Norma Allen says, He cares, and I know He cares because Jesus loves you, and so do I. God be with you until we meet again.
midnight.